Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Bert Show.
Yeah, this was a hateful piece of email for Jen Hobby.
For Jen, I'm shocked.
Yeah, it was very fiery. And as often happens, fiery emails are written at 1:40 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So I think there might have been some alcohol involved.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would assume.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that because you've brought that up almost immediately, and I was like, yep. But then as I was looking at it,
yeah,
there's no typos and no misspellings.
How long is it? Because a lot of times people, when they're really angry, write a long one.
At the end of the day, it's going to be a 2-minute dramatic reading of this email.
That's edited. Okay. That's edited.
Ooh. That's edited.
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
it was,
wow.
It was apparently, our commentary really upset somebody when we talked to our intern, Bianca, earlier in the week. She just come back from spring break, mm-hmm. and she was in Cancun, and she told us a story about how she and her boyfriend had gone on one of those party cruises where you hop on the boat, and basically everybody gets hammered and dances and has a good time until they bring you back, right?
Usually your group of guys ends up going, you got like 5 or 6 guys and you guys all sign up for it.
Mm-hmm.
And, or if you're with a whole bunch of girls, you know, 21, 22 years old, y'all go to the same time. 7 of you, usually. Big old packs, people.
Right. So at some point, intern Bianca and her boyfriend looked over and noticed this older guy who was by himself on the party cruise. And mm-hmm. she called him a creeper. I think we all called him a creeper.
She said he was like in his, did she say mid-40s?
She said late 30s.
Late
30s. Early
40s.
I think it was in the
30s.
The weird part about it were two things. One was an older guy, which you're in a destination that's filled with 22-year-olds.
Yeah. College spring breakers.
So that stands out. But then the fact that he was there alone, I think the combination of those two things, like if it's the older guy, if it's a group of older guys, like, oh yeah, of course they went down there because there's a bunch of 22-year-old girls doing their thing, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a younger guy who's there by himself, you're like, oh, he got ditched by his friends. But when it's the combination of the two,
it's creepy.
It's a creeper dude.
If you're in your 40s or late 30s and you're going down to Cancun specifically because you know it's spring break, mm-hmm. and there are a bunch of 22-year-olds down there that you're
creeper.
Trying to hook up with, that is creepy.
That's icky.
All right?
Is.
That is lame, dude.
Yeah.
Really lame.
So we talked about that, and she said that the girls ended up getting drunk and ended up like, you know, kissing on this dude, and he was inviting all these young girls back to his hotel room. So we were basically just ripping on the situation and saying, like, he was creepy, mm-hmm. and that the girls were really foolish for getting on board with that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
End of conversation. Then comes this very, very angry email, because apparently it's age discrimination, what we were saying.
Okay, this is Jeff doing a dramatic reading of the email, okay?
What is wrong with you people? You condone and ferment homosexuality with your colleague, Melissa Carter, and yet you liken an older guy on a spring break boat to a brain-eating mass murderer just because he's an older guy? It's age discrimination, and it is just as horrifying to me, an older gentleman, as it would be if I called Bert a c- you a c- and Melissa a b- or a black guy. Do you even get it? Are you so stupid? I am outraged beyond belief that you could have the unmitigating gall to go up against a man on air simply because of his age. Screw you and screw the horse you rode in on, you sanctimonious.
Whoa.
Go to my Facebook page and look at my photo album.
No.
I do not eat brains of tourists. I do like to enjoy women of all ages over 18 and legal.
Ew.
And you are a total
Wow.
My most mutually satisfying relationship involved a young lady of 19 to 22 when I was 47 to 50.
Her
That's
parents
disgusting.
Were outraged,
and her mom got on the first plane to my fiancé's college town to meet me. And after 24 hours of being around us, she said, quote, I want you two to be happy, and I can see why you chose to be with this older man. Don't worry about your father. I'll take care of him. You two have my blessing. So guess what, you stupid moron? There are autumn-spring relationships that are not old predators trying to kill spring break collegiates just so they can eat their brains. You aren't married, so I guess you aren't perfect either, are you? Or are you carrying around the baby Jesus in your rotten belly, you cheap tripe? Oh. So go ahead, cast the first stone. Are you so perfect that you can call down another human being based only on their age? My God, you stink. From Greg Mills. I'm emailing for the greater good.
Greg Mills. I bet he's against health care reform.
that last line in there, the I'm emailing for the greater good, was the funniest part of the whole thing, because it was one of those auto signature things.
Yeah, those auto signatures where it's like you can click on it and like donate to something like happy and good. And that was at the bottom of that email. Can you believe that?
I think it sounds like he's old and mad. You're an old man.
I think we link up to his Facebook page.
I'm not sure the dude is real, though.
Old mad guy?
I looked at Greg Mills on Facebook, and there's a dude that is just flipping the camera off. And he claims that he lives in San Francisco. And
well, it's going to be, do you have his email address?
Yeah, plug it Facebook. Plug the email address in.
Yeah, you got to use his email address. There's going to be 1 million Greg Mills.
I don't know.
Yeah, he just when I was
47.
That means he's like old. You're an old man. Yeah. And no, you cannot date women that are over like 18 and up. No.
I'm sorry, man.
That's creepy.
I know it's judgmental and all, but if you're 47 years old and you're dating a 22-year-old, where I come from, man, that's icky, dude.
He said 19.
But it doesn't have to be like
But I am the one who's a sanctimonious B-word. Right.
Call me that, cuz I agree with you.
I don't get the baby Jesus in your belly thing. That's
I don't get
gross.
That either.
It's kind of weird.
Or the fact that we ferment homosexuality with you. What does that mean?
we're making a really good brew.
It's aging every day.
That's right. That's right, honey. And I feel it.
He makes some good points.
You can't even do it. You don't need a straight face.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.